victim has not been identified. Initial investigation determined the pickup was traveling east while the pedestrian was standing on the sidewalk on 24th Street south of El Dorado. Vehicle left the roadway to the south and the driver was unable to maintain control, continuing through the boulevard and front yards on the south side of the block before striking the victim. The pedestrian was transported to a local hospital by Decatur Ambulance Service but later succumbed to his injuries. Members of the fatal accident investigation team continue to investigate the incident. More news coming your way after Fox News on WSOY Decatur. It's 6 a.m.
It's up to more than 8,600 homes burned down in Northern California. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
An additional 8 human remains were recovered. That brings the total up to 56.
As Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says, they keep searching charred ruins for even more victims. Over 100 others remain unaccounted for, many of them elderly. That fire is about a third contained. One to the south in the Malibu area is half contained now. It killed 3 people, burned down more than 500 homes. The deadlines today in Florida for the recount in the very close races for senator and governor.
Today's deadline is not expected to be met by Palm Beach County, whose older ballot counting machines have been breaking down and losing counts. A state court ordered an extension, but now a federal judge is being asked to make that extension statewide, despite most counties completing on time.
That's Fox's Evan Brown in Broward County. 11 indictments in Saudi Arabia in the murder of a journalist at the Saudi consulate in Turkey. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
At day 5 of the suspects face the death penalty, Saudi Arabia's chief prosecutor saying Jamal Khashoggi was drugged and killed before his body was dismembered and taken from the building. The prosecutor's office saying the team that killed the journalist had instructions to bring him back to Saudi Arabia alive, but the negotiations failed. Among those charged, a formerly high-ranking deputy intelligence chief. Dave?
Simon, there will be a funeral service today in California for the sheriff sergeant murdered in the shooting spree at a California bar a week ago. Ron Helas was 54 years old. Winters come early in the south, all the way to New England.
Rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow, especially across the interior sections, freezing rain. That's the dangerous stuff that freezes on the roads and the power lines.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
WSOY News Time is 6:03. The Illinois General Assembly convenes to conclude the first week of its fall session. The House and Senate today will continue working through consideration of Governor Bruce Rauner's vetoes of legislation from earlier in the year. The Senate worked late yesterday. It took up and voted to override vetoes of legislation to help immigrant victims of crime get visas to stay in the U.S. and to restrict tobacco sales to those 21 or older. Senators also reversed vetoes on bills to require safety standards for peer-to-peer vehicle renting companies and to raise the limit on damage awards on lawsuits against the state to $2 million from $100,000. It failed, however, to override a veto of a measure that would remove Illinois from the contentious Interstate Voter Registration Cross-Check Program. Up next, we will take a look at your snowy WSOY three-day weather forecast and a look at sports. WSOY News Time is 6:04.
If your dream house includes a four-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
The St. Teresa Bulldogs are set up for the showdown of showdowns against the Maroa Foresight Trojans, with the winner going to the state championship. Bulldog fans, I'm Brett Cerfowski. Seth Greenwell joins me this Saturday from Bame Davis and Munfield for this epic battle of the unbeatens. The special Road to the State Championship tailgate show brought to you by Hickory Point Bank begins at 11:30. And then Dominic Smith kicks off the Dale South Lake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs pregame show at 12:30 with kickoff at 1 o'clock. Right here on 1340 AM and 103.3 FM WSOY and streaming on online at nowdecatur.com. Go Bulldogs!
The WSOI three-day weather forecast. Snow to continue this afternoon and throughout the morning. Look for a total of 4 inches of accumulation expected. Afternoon high right around 32 degrees. Winter weather advisory continues until 6 tonight. Clear skies overnight tonight, 25 the overnight low. Sunshine tomorrow with a high of 39. And Saturday, big football day, cloudy skies. 39, your expected high. In sports, Kyrie Irving had 17 points and 7 assists as the Boston Celtics, back home from a dreadful road trip, beat the Bulls 111-82. It was the Blackhawks over the Blues 1-0. Major League Baseball, Jacob deGrom, the runaway winner of the NL Cy Young Award winner after leading the majors with a 170 ERA last season. And Tampa Bay Rays pitcher Blake Snell won his first AL Cy Young Award in a close vote with past winners Justin Verlander of Houston and Cleveland's Corey Kluber. Your next news is coming your way at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly, live from HSHS St. Mary's Hospital for WSOY and Newhoff Media, media made locally.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday edition of Byers & Company. We're live at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital for our Starlighting campaign. Here's the telephone number you need to know, 464-7655. Call right now. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Thursday. Jeff, we replaced all of the headsets. Last time we were here, one of them didn't work, and we came in today, and now all of them have changed around.
Newhoff is going up in the world. I mean, these are nice.
It's not terrible. Yeah.
They do?
Lindsay, how does it sound back there, just out of curiosity?
Well, it definitely sounded different.
Yeah.
I wouldn't lie. It's a little different. It was a little lower, and then Kevin came in really hot, so I'm just kind of like, how are the levels? I want to.
Yeah, well, we're going to watch that this morning.
Yeah. I like coming in hot.
Well, is that something that's often said about you?
That's the first time I've heard it.
Okay, I was going to say, I didn't know if that was something that was a day-to-day thing to you.
Like
well, let's start with the obvious, the weather out there.
No, there's what? A new baby.
Yeah, Lindsay.
I'm sorry, please. That's more exciting than the weather.
Except there are people getting in their cars right now going to work, and we need for them to be safe.
Okay, true.
And then we can talk about babies. And then the actual reason that we're here, which is the Starlighting campaign, and because of our generous sponsors and the people that have stepped up.
It is slick out there.
It is a mess out there, and it is not going to get any better, I don't think, throughout the mid-morning and into the afternoon. So it's 20 miles an hour, in 45-mile-an-hour zones. I just want to warn everybody, if you're out and about or getting up this morning, heading to work, you want to take plenty of extra time. I was pulling up Lost Bridge Road, and there were five deer standing in the road, just standing in the road. I think they're confused. This is before Thanksgiving. We're not supposed to have 4 inches of snow.
Deers are always confused.
They are, but they were. They looked beautiful. Snow was coming down, and they were all five just sort of looking around, and it was like traffic was trying to get through.
Imagine. Even at stoplights, you got to give yourself a lot of room.
You really do.
You forget what it takes to stop a car when it's going 30 miles an hour.
And when you're out there, just be careful. I watched a guy pull out and, you know, make a left-hand turn in front of another car, and there wasn't a single car behind him. You know, there was just darkness, and he pulled right out in front of him.
Use your blinkers, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So be careful out there. We'll have your full forecast coming up here in about 10 minutes. So we're here, back here. Hard to believe it's been a year for the HSHS Starlighting campaign. The big star that was purchased all those many years ago by Dr. Rocky White, which will go up, and there's an official lighting ceremony that takes place a little later in the month. But what we're doing here today, as we do every year, and it was first, by the way, the foundation established in 1988, and they raised $160,000 their first year in existence, and they've raised $44.8 million in the time since then, which is pretty cool. So 20 years ago, in 1998, Dr. Rocky White, John White, with a surgical specialist of Central Illinois, purchased the Star. Do you remember the story behind it?
Yes, and I want to tell you what, there was a doctor that came to town, and he brought intervention with him. He was a young doctor at the time, and he brought all the latest in surgical procedures at the time and revolutionized Decatur, Illinois with state-of-the-art surgeries. He really fell in love with the mission of this hospital. He became a huge supporter and advocate for the HSHS sisters. And because of that, he felt, in driving to work one Christmas season, that there should be a star at the top of St. Mary's Hospital because of their religious mission and their belief in God. And he was not an overly religious guy, but he believed in this mission. He saw it. He really, Brian, saw it lived out every day here. And he asked if he could purchase a star from the top of the hospital. They say, absolutely. And now it has really turned into a really good thing for the foundation, and more importantly, a great way to memorialize someone important in your life, whether they passed away or they were just born.
All right, and now that's the perfect segue into Lindsay jumping the gun a little earlier. We've been in the WSOY MCA remix with your son, and they've Michael. Been expecting a baby, which I believe arrived Tuesday afternoon.
Yes, Michael and Kristen had their first little baby boy, Jack Kevin. For Henny, and he was welcomed by all of Kristen's associates up there, because she works as a delivery nurse right here at St. Mary's Hospital. So he was welcomed with a lot of love. She had a midwife. You know, midwives are still really popular, or they've really come back. And her midwife is a very good friend of hers. They work together up there every day. And she is pregnant as well. She's going to have a baby next week. But she helped Kristen have little Jack Kevin Tuesday at 5 o'clock on the dot. That hardly ever happens.
Was that when it was supposed to happen?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, on the 13th was the due date. But for it to happen right at the top of an hour hardly ever happens. And, you know, I'm going to tell you something really. You'll say it's serendipity. I'll say it's the Holy Spirit. But I was in Montana getting ready to fly home because I knew the baby was coming. On Tuesday, and my trip was actually, my hunting trip was actually one more day, but I cut it short to get home, to be here when the baby comes. And I'm laying on top of this mountain, and I've not shot an elk in 5 days. I've had opportunities and just couldn't do it. And I'm down to my last 10 minutes, and the sun comes up over the mountains, and I'm laying in the snow for a half hour waiting for this, elk to come over the top of a mountain. And I look at the sun, and I said, come on, God, let me get one here, and I'm going to dedicate it to Jack Michael. The rack's going in his room. And honest to gosh, 10 minutes later, this elk pops out of this pine tree, and he's on his way to Michael's room.
I'm not sure that's a circle of life story most people will relate to, but there you go. There
well,
you
if you
it.
Live in Montana, that's the way of living.
Yeah.
All that meat goes to a lot of people. And here in Decatur, there's going to be five elks coming back of elk meat being spread all over Decatur. These are steaks. These are roasts. These are sausages. It's great. It's just like a cow.
Okay, well,
So it's all good.
Yeah, it is. I'm not even sure where to go with that, except to introduce Joel Fletcher, who is newly minted as the foundation director.
I couldn't make a story up like that, Joel.
Oh, you couldn't. It's beautiful. I'm thinking of tuna right now. You know what tuna would say? It's heartwarming.
Joel, you've been on the job how long?
Just over a month, actually. I'm driving poor Debbie Seitz crazy.
And why is that?
Because Debbie is the one that has to train me.
Okay.
And so Debbie considers that a full-time position, and she's here 2.5 days a week. And, you know, you just really – I'm just thankful that she is here because there's so much. You wouldn't think – but there are so many different things going on at the same time, and so we're kind of learning to walk and run at the same time, and it's been fantastic.
Okay, so what made you take this job, just out of curiosity?
Well, you know, it's interesting because 7 years ago, Kevin Cast and I were talking about this position, and I was actually had applied for it 7 years ago, and then through the process, it became very clear to me that this was not the time in my life that I was ready to do that. Things were really going well for me at the Herald Review, and I had just taken on a new set of responsibilities, and so I backed out of it. And then about 6 months ago, Debbie Seitz and I were talking. That's when Joan Kaufman was still here, and the opportunity kind of came about again. And I thought this is now a point in my life where either I'm going to retire or I'm going to take on a new challenge. And I had been looking for something that was just more personally gratifying. And it could be more impactful, I would guess. And so, as Kevin would say, I think the Holy Spirit played a role in all this.
Kevin Cast exemplified the mission of this hospital.
Very much.
As good as any administrator I've ever seen.
Right.
He always referred to everything at St. Mary's as a ministry.
Right.
And I know that's probably won you over because you feel very strong about that.
I told Kevin, I remember him talking about the value of a dollar for the foundation because, you know, people think about St. Mary's and the revenue that it produces in the healthcare field. But the fact of the matter is very little of that compared to a foundation dollar. Every dollar we raise is a dollar we can use to further healthcare for our patients, whether that's new equipment or whatever.
Oh, the beds.
So this is a big deal, the Starlight campaign for us.
Okay, let's get to that because we want to make sure that these folks who have volunteered their time got up and had to deal with the treacherous roads and snow and get in here early this morning are having something to do. So there's a $50 suggested donation amount. That will literally buy you a light on the star. There are 700 plus of these lights on this big star. People don't realize how big this star is because you see it from, you know, the ground level from afar. It's a huge star. And as you said earlier, a lot of people will buy these in memory of a loved one who has passed. But there's a lot of people that will buy these for the celebration of a new life or just anyone in general.
There'll be a Jack Kevin up there.
That's absolutely right. So call right now at 464-7655. And because of all of the people who have stepped up to pre-purchase these and sponsor, they're going to match you one. So if you call right now at 464-7655, they will not only give you one for $50, they'll give you two. And you get a nice little card. It's a perfect gift for somebody maybe who's hard to buy a gift for, if you want to do it for your parents, for their parents, or a brand-new grandchild.
It is heartwarming. It is, you know, going back to the tuna's expression. I mean, to get this card, and they mail them to you, and you'll get this card, and it'll say that person's name on it, and it will invite you to the ceremony, which is really heartwarming. And you really feel like not only did you remember your father, your mother, or celebrate your new child or grandchild, but when you're sitting there and you hear that name mentioned in that ceremony downstairs,
right.
It is heartwarming like nothing else.
And we also broadcast that ceremony, so if you're unable to get here, and there's a podcast of it, so you can send it to anyone you want around the world.
Right,
so it's the world's such a small place now, and it really is.
Well, and a couple of real quick things, too. The ceremony is actually going to be moved up here this year.
Oh, it is.
It's going to be in this part of the lobby. And then we're going to culminate everything with an invitation to anybody who wants to. This would be a perfect setting if it weren't so cold. To go outside, and then we'll sing Silent Night, and then the light will come
this
on.
This lobby is the perfect place for the ceremony.
It's pretty.
I mean, this is a beautiful entrance to the hospital.
And then they're also going to get a commemorative St. Mary's star. that night when they leave. It's beautiful. It's like a Christmas ornament for the tree.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right, here's the telephone number, 464-7655, 464-7655, a $50 suggested donation, and you're going to get one matched thanks to our generous folks, including the Schwartzes and the Fletchers and the Berhaneys and all the people who have been involved in this throughout the years. Jim Schwartz joins us. Jim is the foundation chair. I want to maybe circle around and explain all this. You have HSHS, St. Mary's Hospital, and then you have the foundation, which is the body that sort of operates to help raise dollars to do things for the hospital. So you have a hospital board and you have a foundation board.
Correct.
And you the chair of the foundation board.
Yeah, I have for the last 3 years. I've been on the foundation since 2010 and had the opportunity. When I came on, Joel was chair and then followed by Tuna. And that's some big shoes to fill, but it's been a great thing. And
I'll tell you what, you're talking this lobby.
Yeah, talking about Debbie, and she said, told me in June she was going to retire, and I'm thinking, well, man, I've had the opportunity to work with her for the last 4 or 5 years, and what tremendous asset she's been. Then I find out Julie Moore comes on, and Joel, and I said, wow, I mean, what?
It took two to replace Debbie. Huh? It took two to replace Debbie.
Yeah,
that's right, exactly. Well, they have realigned some of those job responsibilities, and Julie will be doing some other things. We'll be visiting her at the bottom of the hour. But here's the telephone number. Call right now, 464-7655, 464-7655. They'll invite you to the actual ceremony itself, which I believe is on the 23rd, if I'm
28th.
Not mistaken. 28th, I'm sorry. We've got so many things going on
right now
at the end of the month. It is insane. But you can come out and be here in person. If you can't be here in person, we will be broadcasting and, of course, creating a podcast for you to listen to or send to a loved one.
Right.
And it is a great way, I think, at Christmas time, a nice gift for someone, but knowing that that gift for someone goes on to help other people.
Right.
I mean, that's a twofer. I mean, you can't beat that.
It is absolutely. You know what? I was thinking about how gratifying it is for you and Kevin and the team when the WSOY community food drive is over and you're just, it's so gratifying to see that you've accomplished that goal. And I think the same thing here with the Starlight campaign. The ceremony is the culmination of this thing. And when it's all over, it's really hard to describe.
It is.
What a great personal impact and feeling that is. And when you look at the people that are at the ceremony and you think of all the lives that are touched by these dollars, it just makes it fantastic. And then the star is viewable. And for me, that's so big a part. It's like Vespers. It's part of the Christmas tradition to see that star.
It is. I come and make a stop there at Lakeshore and Lost Bridge every morning on my way to work, and you look up to the right, and you see that star. Once it's lit on the 28th, then it'll be up to the new year, and it is pretty cool. And then you think about, you can bring the grandkids out and say, hey, you know, that star's for Grandma or Grandpa or whatever your story might be. Call right now at 464-7655, 464-7655. Thanks the generosity of folks, Kevin, like Matt and Natalie Beck and Gary and Laura Birschbach and Bill and Mary Blaylock and Kevin and Super Haney and Carla Brinkotter and Terry Smith and Busey Wealth Management and Don and Teresa Couch and Dunn Company and Joel and Stacy Fletcher and Dr. John and Lonnie Furry, Randy and Mary Hartman, Steve and Tina Horvey, Dr. Brett and Tracy Jerger, Dave and Judy Kaczynski. I mean, you go down this list, these are all sort of leaders in our community on a full-time basis, but yet every time they're asked, they step up and they come back forward and they help out. And because of that, they're matching gifts. That's why you're able to buy one, get one today, basically, by calling 464-7655. They'll send you a very nice card. You're invited to the actual ceremony. And this year, something a little different. They're giving away a star at the end of the evening to all the people who come out.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. It's we were trying to think of something that the folks who are leaving can have with them to commemorate the event, and we just got them in, and it's got the nice St. Mary's logo on the front, and it's not large. It's, you know, just a fairly small star, but it's really beautiful.
We should say you got
people
about
love it.
Just a little over half of the names, and we'll get the rest of the names for those of you who are listening.
Right.
Wonder why you didn't hear your name. Yeah. There's still more. I mean, there's that many people that are leaders right now.
Absolutely.
Yep. Doctors Greg Harmon and Amanda Lewis, Dr. Doug and Doug and Patty.
My Binko.
Yeah. Jack and Barbara McCoy, Mark and Tappy McLeod, Tony and Tammy Romano, Jim and Suzanne Schwartz, Chris and Catherine Smith, and then Bob and Mary Schwartz. Those are just the leaders that have stepped up to pledge a certain amount of money so that those gifts are matched today. Whenever you call 464-7655, if you want to buy a star, $50 donation. They'll take your credit card information, send you an invoice, however you want to do it, right over the phone here today. There are four operators that are answering phones the entire 3 hours we are here. And you can call simply 464-7655, 464-7655, and get in on this. We've got to take a quick break. When we get back here, it's going to be a crazy weekend for high school football. I mean, it is amazing. It's being described as the biggest game in high school football in the history of Macon County. I mean, I want you to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is something that people 40 years from now will be talking about, that matchup in 2018.
And this is something everybody was hoping for at the beginning of the season.
I can't wait for it.
It's going to be fun. We'll tell you all about it on the other side of the break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today we do have snow. Ooh, and they're even adding some freezing rain before 3 p.m. Then a slight chance of snow later this afternoon. Highs around 32 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear. Lows around 25 degrees. Tomorrow, the sunshine returns. Highs near 40. And Saturday, mostly cloudy. Highs again around 40 degrees. It is 28 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Choose Donnelly Automotive at 1298 East El Dorado. Give them a call at 428-7414. Donnelly Automotive. Great people, great products, great prices.
ADM Trucking is now hiring safe and professional drivers that are home daily.
I'm Bill Robinson. I work for ADM Trucking. I like the camaraderie. People are great to work for, friendly environment. The benefits are real great and pay's pretty good too. Oh, it's great being home every night, being on the local board. It's well worth it. ADM's a good fit for me.
Apply by calling 424-5686 or visit adm.com/careers. ADM is an equal opportunity employer for minorities, females, protected veterans, and individuals with a disability.
Do you have shoulder, neck, back, or knee pain? 15 years ago, I discovered that intense vibration and cold could block pain from needles. I'm Dr. Amy Baxter, and now I've invented VibraCool, a reusable, portable pain reliever. All of our models cost less than $100. We're the industry leaders in localized pain relief. Try VibraCool with Cool Pulse technology by going to VibraCool.com and enter the code RADIO and get 10% off. Just enter the code RADIO at checkout.
Does business take you to St. Louis? Let Cape Air take you there instead with fast, hassle-free flights between Decatur and St. Louis Lambert International Airport, starting at just $29 each way. Day trips are even more affordable with free parking in Decatur. Streamlined security lets you connect to anywhere in the world with ease. We've just added more flights. Book yours today at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR.
Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Here.
Whether you need insurance to protect your business or your family's financial future, we believe that your needs are best served by local neighbors. J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, your local motorist insurance agency, is here for you. We know the area you live in and will take the time to get to know your specific needs. Contact J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds today to find out how you can benefit from working with a local agency. Or call 877-3344. 877-3344.
Bring your next meeting, wedding, party, expo, concert, or family reunion to downtown Decatur at the Decatur Civic Center. The Decatur Civic Center has meeting rooms that seat up to 50 people each, or a combined room for up to 100 people. Meeting rooms are equipped with Wi-Fi and sound systems with no setup fees. Ample parking is available on site. Contact the Decatur Civic Center at DecaturCivicCenter.org for more information today and follow them on Facebook. If you have an event, they can host it.
You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here live at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital for our Starlighting campaign. I believe this is the
fifth year we've done this? Is that right? That's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe.
5 years.
I think I've been to all of the broadcasts, too. You know, this is just different.
Well, yeah, but
it's different sitting in the chair now in this position.
Yeah. Now you got to be careful what you can say because you're an employee.
You're right.
Well, it is your chance to do this. We've had a ton of generous sponsors that have preloaded this thing as leaders for the HSHS St. Mary's Hospital Foundation. They're going to match your gift today. So if you call in and give your $50 to get your star, they're going to match it with another star so you can do one for a loved one, do one for someone who's passed. You can celebrate a new life. There's really no rules on this. And they generally put them into two different categories in the ceremony so that people are clear about that. But you can call the telephone number right now, 464-7655. 464-7655. Kevin Berhaney, Brian Byers, alongside Joel Fletcher and Jim Schwartz from the foundation. We'll visit with Matt Beck and Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Some of the other folks will be with us today. Dr. Amanda Lewis, Lori Kearns. There'll be a slew of people in here today that support the foundation on a daily basis. I want to ask Lindsay, we're jumping through the news here. Are there any school closings you need to report? You said you were taking some phone calls a little earlier.
Yes. Mount Pulaski earlier had said they were going to be starting an hour later. They actually had some complications with their snow removal, so they are just going to cancel now.
Okay.
I also had, you know, Central A&M, Meridian, both are out of school today. Jeff may have another part of the list as well, because I know he's...
Okay, well, we'll check in on that here in a minute. I mean, we generally, unless there's more than five, don't start into the full coverage of that. But there are some exceptions, and you're just happy to jump in anytime and let me know about that.
Okay.
As we continue. It doesn't look that bad, and I see the tractor out there doing the work in the parking lot here at St. Mary's. It's just going to keep snowing most of the day, and so we're going to get a total accumulation of about 4 inches, which is a lot for, you know, a week ahead of Thanksgiving.
Isn't it going to be interesting if there is a lot of snow on the ground when they play the game Saturday? And what will they do? Will they clear that?
I don't think it will. It's going to get near 40 tomorrow.
Oh,
so
it is. Okay.
I think that it will... It will be okay.
Yep.
The temperature is going to be a little warmer over the next couple of days. So by the time they get to Saturday, it should be. I don't know where they plow because there's not going to be any place for people to stand. I mean, you'll like take the snow all the way out of there if they have to.
Well, they'll clear. They'll definitely clear the field of the snow.
I cannot imagine the crowd.
And they're bringing in bleachers. It's going to be a packed house. But there's making special accommodations for the crowd.
Yeah.
You know, Mac McLeod, Brian, is on our foundation council on our board. And I know he is so involved with his the pigskin truck and all that stuff.
We talked to him in this in part two of the Unbeaten, the video series we're doing on Natticator.com, and you can see that interview because we started these videos. The new one will go up tomorrow morning. The from last weekend and preparing for this game.
Right.
And we wanted to just do a video series that wasn't just X's and O's and football highlights. I mean, we wanted to like look at the communities that are impacted by this, and St. Teresa very similar to Moreau Forsyth and Argent Oriente, and then it's Indicator, but it's a small community. Of very similar fans and alums and all of that. And so we've talked to cheerleaders and people that were part of those undefeated teams 40 years ago and what it means, you know, for these communities to have an unbeaten season, to head into to play for a chance. I mean, someone's going to a state championship game one way or the other. We don't know what will happen with Argenta, but we know between Moreau Forsyth and St. Teresa, one of those teams is moving on.
Anybody making predictions?
No.
I bet not.
Here's the telephone number I want you to remember, though. We're here to talk about the Starlighting campaign, 464-7655, 464-7655. Call now. Your $50 donation will be matched, and then you'll have two of these. I spoke earlier about it, sending out a card. You guys are not doing that this year. You decided to do the ornament instead.
Exactly.
So when people show up for the actual ceremony, which is beautiful, there's music. I mean, it is a really... It's reverent, but joyful. I mean, I don't even know how describe it.
You use the two words we've been using.
Yeah.
It is reverent. But it is joyful. I mean, at the end of that ceremony, you realize that what you have done is you have been able to remember so many phenomenal people. You know, people like our friend Tuna McElroy.
Who was the very first star.
Yes, exactly.
How many hundred names do you think's on that?
I don't know, but I bet every year we have 15 or 20 different people who will also want to name tuna.
Last year there were 331. So that's the answer to your question there.
Isn't that something?
So
that's great. Every one of them's ready.
And those 331 names, there's 331 stories, there's 331
right.
lasting impact
exactly.
of life, influence on other people and families. And so if you want to remember your loved one or celebrate the birth of someone new or just as a nice way to go, hey, you know, Dad, I was thinking about you and
right.
wanted to put one of those stars up there in your name. 464-7655. And if you call between now and 9 o'clock, and they'll invoice you or take your credit card or however you want to do it over the phone at 464-7655, they're going to match that gift, so you'll get two, basically, to be able to do that. So 464-7655 is the telephone number.
What better way to start the Advent Christmas season
right.
than to do this here?
Right.
And to not only get to see that star and maybe bring your kids out to see the star, but also to hear the beautiful choir that you have here every year
right.
to sing Christmas songs, very reverent ones,
right.
as well as hear those names.
And Mark Krieger, who is a colleague here, it's First Christian Church's group of 10 or 12 singers who will be here. And as much as I don't like the inconvenience of the snow this morning, in a way, it really kind of sets the tone a little bit for the Christmas season and what we're doing.
And Joel, impress upon people that this is an ecumenical event.
Absolutely.
This is for all people.
Absolutely.
Every faith.
It is.
And just come and enjoy it.
Yeah. And that night you will see that.
All
walks of life.
464-7655. If you call right now, they will take your call, take your pledge, take your credit card information, $50 suggested donation, and that's going to be matched so that you get two for those $50, and then you will be able to be invited to the ceremony. If you can't physically be here, we will be broadcasting the ceremony, and then there will be a podcast up on Natakita.com for you to send to any loved one or anyone else in the family you'd like to share that with over the coming weeks as we get closer to the holidays. The 28th of November
right.
is the ceremony. We'll be in the lobby. I would highly recommend you come if you're able to. It is
cool.
a beautiful event.
How cool is it if you can't come, if you're incapacitated or whatever,
right.
to get to hear that name on the
exactly.
radio?
Exactly.
Well, absolutely.
Really cool. Well, it's like Vespers in a way, because you also do that.
We do the final concert at
right.
Vespers. We do that with Dr. Wade, who's a great guy and a big fan of Vespers. He takes his whole office to see Vespers every year.
Big That's part of St. Mary's Hospital.
Yeah, absolutely. And we never want to compete with Vespers, so we do the very last concert. So if you're going to go in person, you've either been or you're there. And then we, on that Sunday night, we broadcast that live on both WSOY and Y103, and of course, the Natakita stream.
Right.
It is beautiful, just so people can enjoy it. It's hard for me to believe that there are people that have never been to Vespers. Yet
no.
every day I meet people who have never been to Vespers.
That's right.
And as you said, this star lighting, Vespers, there's early signs of sort of Christmas, the Chamber Thanksgiving Luncheon, which is coming up next Tuesday,
right.
that we're rolling into the holidays. And what a better way than to remember a loved one or to celebrate someone's life by calling right now at 464-7655, 464-7655. Jim Schwartz, Joel Fletcher, we thank you. We're going to switch things out here, throw it back to Matt Hall for the weather, quick break, and more guests coming live from HSHS. St. Mary's Hospital.
Snow and freezing rain before 3 p.m., then a slight chance of snow between 3 and 5 p.m., and a high near 32. For your Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 25 degrees. For your Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 39. And for your Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 39. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 27 degrees.
What's it like to diagnose a patient with breast cancer?
Knowing that I've had a family member who's been diagnosed and who's been worked up for breast cancer, I can sort of understand feelings that they're dealing with.
DMH News Link host Michaela Hunt sits down with interventional radiologist Dr. Desi Dennis to give his perspective of what it's like to give life-changing news to a patient. Watch the video now at NowDecatur.com or on Now Decatur's Facebook page. DMH News Link with Now Decatur. Your trusted source for the latest in healthcare news.
It's never too early to begin dental visits for your child. At Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, they start caring for their patients as soon as 1 year of age or when the first tooth emerges. This ensures a lifetime of good dental habits and healthy mouths for their patients. Dr. Brett and his team provide the latest and most innovative treatments in children's dentistry. Their practice has been a part of this community for over 50 years. Call today and make an appointment to meet Dr. Brett and his team or visit them online at drbrettpedo.com. Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
If your dream house includes a four-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
The Milliken Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season, and you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSLY 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 a.m., plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Milliken University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
If you call right now, your gift is going to be matched. You're going to get two stars, 464-7655. I think for a $50 donation, this is one of the best deals in town as we head into Christmas to really feel somebody. You know, you can actually, if you name it after a loved one who's still with you and you're taking the time to appreciate, you know, wait until, you know, after they're gone, you can drive them over here and, you know, point out their light.
I think when you said two stars, when you start thinking about who would you like to memorialize or celebrate.
Well, you can do more than two. I mean, that's
We're up to five now.
Yeah.
I mean, you start thinking about who's important or who was important to you in your life. And then you say, well, we got to put, you know, we got my mom, my dad, my in-laws, or one of my in-laws, and my kids, my grandkids. I mean, these are really important people in your life, and you want to celebrate them.
All right, call 464-7655, 464-7655. They will match your donation, so that one star will turn into two for you. Or if you buy two, it'll turn into four. Or if you want to buy five, as Kevin just mentioned, that'll turn into ten. And all you have to do is call 464-7655, and they will answer your phone, answer your call, take care of you, send you an invoice, take your credit card information, whatever you want to do over the phone. Val and Kevin, the whole crew are over there, Shelley, taking care of those calls. So don't leave them just sitting there. Call right now, 464-7655, and we'll be happy to read some of those on the air as we go through the program.
That foundation
well.
To this hospital is so important. People don't realize the beds, brand new beds, came from the foundation. The initiative for this lobby and the emergency room was spearheaded by the foundation. A lot of things in the new ICU came from the foundation. This money works at this hospital every chance we can get some money.
I think that's an important point, because I think sometimes when you say foundation, people, it's sort of a nebulous mm-hmm. sort of thing. Is that just a bunch of money that sits somewhere? Here it goes to work, which is, I mean, I think people like that. So your gift is not only about doing something nice for one of your loved ones or in memory of one of your loved ones. That money actually physically goes to work to help other people. So it's the best kind of Christmas gift you can possibly think of.
Have you seen a state-of-the-art hospital bed? I mean, these things do so much for the nurses and doctors.
They're
really
so much
important.
More comfortable.
Oh, but they're important because of the movements and the technology that's out there. We see it in our cell phones. In hospital equipment, it's over the top.
464-7655 is the telephone number. Joining us is Matt Beck, a former Foundation board member, and, of course, with Barbeck Communications. Julie Moore, who is also mayor of Decatur, but in her day job is the executive director of philanthropy for HSHS St. Mary's. What does that mean exactly? Because I know when Debbie was deciding to retire, they sort of, they shifted responsibilities and changed some things. You're not doing the exact same job. You're doing, you know,
it's a little bit more, which is the need for Joel to be, you know, we're working as a team to really make things work here, because I do a lot of advocacy work and community work and, you know, community and government relations, and really trying to be out as the face for St. Mary's right now, especially as we're, you know, working to find a new CEO. And so just want to make sure that everybody knows St. Mary's is here for them.
Okay, 464-7655. Even if you don't care where the money goes, it's a very nice gift on the holiday season to be able to drive a loved one or even maybe a grandkid that didn't get a chance to know grandpa, or, you know, up someone who's passed in your family, be able to drive them by and show them that star. And I guarantee that star star will mean something different to them for the rest of their lives.
Well, and back in the day, you know, WAND always had the cross on the tower.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. And that was kind of a, it was a tradition and, you know, people would look for it.
It was a landmark.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, so the star has really, you know, helped, fill that void.
You know, when I was a kid, my parents, we looked forward to going with our parents to go look at Christmas lights.
Absolutely, we just drive around.
Yeah, this would be part of the tour, but you want one of your lights up there to be able to tell the kids there's grandma.
Well, yeah, because right. We don't do Christmas lights anymore. We just watch them on YouTube, you know, because it's much easier, and you don't have to search for neighborhoods. They just line them up video after video. But this is something special because it's personalized. You're going to be invited to attend the ceremony, which they read all of the names, which is very beautiful, and then they're doing this star, this Christmas ornament that they're sending home with people. And it's just a nice thing to be able to say, hey, did one of these for you, did one of these for grandma or grandpa or a niece or a nephew or someone who was gone. I remember, I don't know if it was the first year we did this or the second year, but I know that it was the year Tuna and Nancy Root had passed away. Mm. And they were star number one and star number two.
Yep.
And it was very important that you and I talked about that okay, right out of the gate here, star one and star two are going to those two people.
Right, right. And you know, what a great way to start making an impact on your kids with philanthropy. When instead of just looking at lights, to be able to explain that one light bulb up there is your grandma, and the one over next to is your grandpa. And what we've done is we've donated $50, and we got those two lights for them. That starts planting the seeds. Huh, I guess you got to give back in life.
And what's wonderful is the foundation at St. Mary's, you know that all of that money is going back into things at the hospital to help patients and to help make it a better place for doctors to practice and to make it better for the people right here. It's not just going into some big pot
account
somewhere.
Yeah. And I think sometimes when you say foundation, Matt's wife, Natalie, heading up the community foundation now, you know, there's a lot of, I think it's a word that either people think, oh, I have to have tens of thousands of dollars to be a part of, or it's something that I, you know, it sits somewhere, you know, accruing interest. This money here goes right back into this hospital and to the services it provides the people of this community.
And I tend to be very parochial. I like money going into the Community Foundation, going into the St. Mary's Foundation, because, you know, although great things happen with the big national foundations and the national
efforts, is all local.
This is for your friends, your family, your neighbors.
464-7655, 464-7655. If you call and donate your $50, they're going to match that donation. So you're going to get two stars to name after loved ones or in memory of someone in your life that's important. 464-7655, 464-7655. Call right now. You can also go to natticator.com, and there is a Christmas star, a star lighting button right there on the main page. If you go to that, there is a place where you can give online as well this morning if you'd like to click on that and take care of that. Matt Beck joins us. Matt, you were a former foundation board member. Maybe more importantly, you do all of the calls at St. Teresa High School on the microphone, the
That's
megaphone
really important right
over
now.
The entire audience. Are you rehearsing? Are you nervous? You know, what's going through your head?
I say like everyone else says that this is going to be the Super Bowl of all Super Bowls. You're not going to see a more anticipated game than Moreau versus St. T. And I think the teams are going to be all excited. I'm sure the fans are, and get there early and enjoy the game because it'll be a lot of fun.
And this is a game these kids are going to talk about for the next 50 years.
Yes, and I think it was Mark Tupper. Someone said, you know, 20 years from now, everyone will have claimed to have been at this game, right? You know, whether they were or not. And it'll be one of those moments.
It's one of those awkward things because Matt and I are big St. Teresa guys, but Brian, you and I both get an opportunity to speak up to the football team throughout the season. They do a deal every Friday before a game. To get a little pep talk, Jimmy Pack is in charge of it, and we've got to ask to give pep talks to the team. What a wonderful system they've got out there, and they really try to ingrain character into these kids. More so than just football.
Oh, he is a character coach. I think that's what they call him. And it's not about football. It's about, you know, these young men and women, turning into adults, and giving back and being better, you know, fathers and children and citizens. So it is. I mean, the great history of these programs. I mean, both these coaches, you know, both of these schools. It's set for just a perfect storm. It really is. And people say, well, you know, I'm just sad that someone has to lose. No. That's what actually makes it matter. I mean, you know, someone's going to go to state. And Lindsay goes back and forth on this with me all the time. I think it probably is more important what happens on Saturday than what happens the Friday after. People forget that the USA beat Russia in the semifinal game. They still had to play another hockey match to win the gold medal. But that's all that anybody remembers.
This is the state championship and right here.
The last thing I said to the players and parents who were at that little dinner is all I hope for is the matching between you and St. Teresa in the semifinals. And at that point, may the best team win. Right. And they all just clapped and cheered. They all won.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there'll be no ties. There'll be a winner and there'll be a loser, and let's just play as hard as you can and make the community proud.
All right, 464-7655, 464-7655, maybe after one of these football players. You know, somebody wants to put a special star up for a very special year. You can do anything you want with us today.
Jacardi, you're right.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be a big star. That'd be bigger than the rest of the lights. All right, 464-7655, call right now. And they'll take your Visa or MasterCard or send you an invoice over the phone. All you have to do is just give them a holler, and they will take care of you. And then you'll be invited out on the 28th to this ceremony. It's beautiful. First Christian Church has a choir here. They do songs. They read the names. It's very reverent but joyful. And then everybody will go out, and they'll light that sucker up. And it is cool. And then
there'll
I look forward to
it. Here.
Yeah, absolutely. Every day, I on my way to work, I stop. You know, for whatever reason, with time I leave, I get a red light at Lost Bridge and Lakeshore. Drive. Is it planned?
Yes.
And so I always have a second or two sitting there at that stoplight just to take a look up to the right, and there's that beautiful star. And it's just part of this community's Christmas.
Absolutely.
And you can make it even more personalized by naming a loved one or someone who's passed, maybe a brand new baby like the Berhaneys have in their family. Anything you want to do, call right now at 464-7655, 464-7655. I want to thank Carla Miller and the folks at Hickory Point Bank. We're going to be broadcasting from a very special VIP private St. Teresa area on Saturday. That means indoors.
That doesn't seem fair. Did you need a guest?
Sure. The mayor's always welcome, in that type of thing. No, we're going to be broadcasting a special tailgate show from 11:30 to 12:30. We'll be with Mark McLeod and Jerry Dawson and all the backs and the crew. They're getting ready for the game, and then we'll throw it over to Brett in the pregame at 12:30. The kickoff is at 1 o'clock.
Well, he does a great job at
that. He does an amazing job. And that's St. Teresa Moreau Forsyth. Now, I want to make sure we're giving plenty of love to our Argentina Orion. This is the first undefeated season in over 40 years.
That's amazing.
They're going to be playing on our sister station, ESPN 1050. Eric Lee will have the call of that game starting at the exact same time at 1 o'clock. Now, if you have the Nauticator app, it's simple and easy to do. Just toggle between the streams if you want to know how both games are going.
You might have to show me how to do that.
Well, it's just simple and easy. You download the app, you pull it up, and depending on whichever station you want to listen to, you just hit that button and hit the listen live, and you're good to go.
Brian, I was in Montana, 10,000 feet on the side of a mountain, listening to Soy City Buzz the other night.
Wow, that's dedication.
That was cool. I mean, it was so cool. It was kind of boring. There was nothing happening on the mountain, so I said, I'm going to tune in to Soy City Buzz.
I thought you were saying something differently there for a minute.
No, Brett and Dan Martini did a great job.
Oh, that's good stuff. Well, you can listen to that every Monday at 5, or you can listen to the podcast at Nauticator.com. So we'll be out there. We're also going to have we had signs made for both sides that we'll be giving away, which is pretty cool. Those are great souvenirs for a game that's going to go down in history as one of the biggest ever, if not ever, in Macon County. You guys have had some great years. I think Jerry Dawson was in part one of the Unbeaten. You can check out the full video series at Nauticator.com, but they didn't have state playoffs then. You know, they were back-to-back undefeated years.
My senior year at 73, we started the unbeaten string, and then Jerry was part of that team, and then for the next, I think, 5 years, we never lost a game until Stephen Decatur beat us at Pickett Field, 20-12 or something like that. So there's a lot of local flavor still involved. And Natalie says, you know, how come you guys get so bent up on St. Teresa? It's just a Catholic thing.
It's so meaningful. You guys were so invested as kids, and it's never gone away.
It just doesn't go
away. Like having a little Notre Dame right here.
Right,
in
that's exactly right. So that's a call it a small school latitude, call it whatever you want, but you know, it just takes.
What's great though is and that's what we found when we went out to these communities. You find the same thing in Moreau Forsyth. You find the same thing in Argentia, Orianna. You know, these communities. I mean, this is bigger than a football game to these communities. I mean, it's community pride. It's bringing people together. It's bringing alums back. There's great interest. What's fantastic, what I love about the technology now with the Nauticator app, you know, St. Teresa alums anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the world can listen to this game at 1 o'clock.
Don't understand. They're texting me during the game. Hey, what's the score? I said, just go on Nauticator. I know that. I know, just like Kevin does. I do the same thing.
I look at you and I look at Natalie sitting over there, and I just reminisce back to your dad, Daryl, and your mom, Ursula. What does St. Mary's mean to a Beck family?
Well, you were talking about the gift of giving, and my dad was a giver, our dad was a giver, and so was my mom, our mom, and we learned from that. They gave, they came from, you know, no money at all, never did. They made their money, they worked hard, and, they played hard, and they also then, gave hard. And they had so many favorites in this town that everything was their favorite. They looked for the smaller person. They wanted to help those that couldn't help themselves. And so, not that St. Mary's can't.
So they would love
this,
would they?
But they love St. Mary's, and then my dad, he was on the board here and did some nice things for it, gave some decent money and taught me how to give. And when you learn how to give, you'll get. And that's the message. So if you do give, you say, well, what's going to happen? It says, just wait. If you'll just keep giving and giving and giving, and you're going to start getting and getting and getting. And it's amazing.
Tyrell's for the same way, Frank and Shirley.
Well, and that's why we still have, you know, the Ursula Beck Tennis Tournament, you know, and that name and that lasting, you know, thing that goes on and on and on for generations to come. There, speaking of which, the neighbor family just called in and made a $250 donation in tribute to Bernie Neighbor. Talking about, you know, icons in this community. Absolutely. All right. 464-7655, 464-7655. All phones are open right this second, so if you want to call, it's a great time to do it right now, 464-7655. Your $50 donation is going to be matched, so instead of one star, you're going to get two stars. You'll be invited to the ceremony. If you can't come, you can listen to it on WSOY or the podcast on Nauticator.com, and you can do it after a loved one, maybe a birth of a baby, you know, brand new to the family. We have a couple of these. In fact, I had I was looking for one back here. I'll get it after the break, but someone who's in the ICU, you know, a young child that's, you know, and so people are thinking about this person. And it's amazing to be able to, like, for $50 to let either somebody know that's still with us, this is how much you mean to us, or to just continue to pay respect to someone who has since passed. And then, as you said, teach your kids about this Christmas lesson. Bring them out and say, that light up there is grandma's or grandpa's, and this is what they meant to us. I'm telling you, it's a bit old-fashioned in the best kind of way.
I love it.
So give us a call right now at 464-7655, 464-7655. Matt Hall has your 3-day forecast. Back with more live at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital.
Snow and freezing rain before 3 p.m. Ugh. Then slight chance of snow between 3 and 5 p.m. A high near 32 today. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 25 degrees. For your Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 39. And for your Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 39 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 27 degrees.
You gotta love your mom. Now that it's fall, she's a fountain of advice.
Make sure your wipers are working.
Okay, Mom.
How are your tires?
I'll check, Mom.
What about your brakes and your belts?
Mom, I got it.
Your mom knows those are all things you can take care of at Speed Loop. And Speed Loop has the best prices around. Plus, 6 area locations, including Clinton and Lincoln. And, of course, locations right here in Decatur. Speed Loop, more than just oil changes.
Now, when are you gonna find a nice girl?
Mom!
The Millican Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season, and you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSOY 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 a.m., plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free NowDecatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Millican University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
It's your friend Sean Hannity here. You know, investing in real estate around this great country is something that I take very seriously. Now, I can tell you there are a lot of agents or national companies. They look good on paper or make big incentives or may even offer to work for less money, But one thing I've learned over the years is details in real estate mean serious dollars. Now, I have seen firsthand the importance of working with and trusting the advice of an agent who truly has their hand on the pulse of the local market, that actually live in the market and have proven track records of making sellers money in that city through good markets and challenging markets. There's only one agent I trust, and I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. And you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Don't trust your home to just anyone. Now, I've done the homework. Talk to the agent that I trust for the best advice. Call Glenda, 217-875-8081, or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
We are back here live at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. Because of our generous sponsors, Kevin, and they do this every year, the folks like the Becks, like the Horvies, like the Jurgers, like the Brahanies, you know, this next hour we're going to match the first $1,000 in donations. So if you want to do more than 50, you certainly can. I've got a stack of these we're going to get to here on the other side of the news break of people who've been calling in. But please call right now at 464-7655. 464-7655. You know, buy two, buy three, whatever you want to buy, we're going to match. And so you buy one, you get one. And so you buy two, you get two. So if you have four or five family members you want to honor, don't let that stop you. That matching thing will not just be your first gift. It will be as many as you want to buy.
Sounds a little weird to say it's a great deal, but it's a really great opportunity to get multiple family members up there.
It is, and to do it and know that you're giving back to a great cause and all of that. So Mayor Julie Moore-Wolf and Matt Beck, we're going to say goodbye to you guys. Congratulations.